The following program is brought to you by Tower Keepers. Support your local CSN station.
CSN International presents To Every Man an Answer, the live apologetics program that equips you to give a reason for the hope that lies within you.
If you have a Bible question or a question on the Christian faith, you can call us at 1-888-827-5276. Again, that's 1-888-ASK-CSN.
Let's get things started. Here's today's host, Mike Kessler.
Hi, and welcome to Thursday's edition of To Every Man an Answer. We get together every weekday afternoon at this time, answering questions about the Bible, from the Bible, looking at current events, and what we hear in church. Is it even in the Bible at all? If you got a question you'd like to ask us, that number to call again, 8888-ASK-CSN. Real simple, it's toll free, and we got some lines open if you want to be part of the program today. Lots of stuff, again, going on in the world. It seems that what used to take a year or so for something to, you know, be of noteworthiness in news, now it's almost by the hour it's happening. And with all these crazy new mandates that are coming down from the officials, you will do what we say. You know, I tell you, we got some real issues going on here. Once again, want to remind everybody, two of the top-ranking FDA officials quit over the shenanigans of the Biden administration, the extra shots and all that kind of stuff. Now, if you have more than 100 employees in your company, you have to force vaccinate them. Of course, I'm not going to do that, and I don't think anybody else is going to do that. You know, this is a complete violation of your Bill of Rights, of everything. But like I've always said, they have no use for your Bill of Rights anyway. They never have. They'd get rid of your freedom of speech, your right to keep and bear arms, states' rights, you name it. They have no use for that because they are moving and marching towards the new communist America. Exactly. And by the way, you got to weaken America to the point where it can be easily overthrown. And of course, that's already been accomplished with what happened with Afghanistan last week. And so really, we see America sliding on rails into the ash heap of governments. And again, out of the ash heap, they're going to create a new communistic America. Well, I think you might have some problems with that, Joe. I think you just might. Joining me today, special guest, featured speaker from Honolulu, Hawaii, Daryl Skinner. Hi and welcome, Daryl.
Great to be with you, Mike, and great to be with all the listeners out there and looking forward to the great questions they always bring us each and every day. You know, as we look to what the Biden administration is doing, it is nothing more than tyranny over the people, and it's time for the people to rise up and folks, every vote counts, if you're a Democrat. There's a lot of Democrats out there that want to be they don't want mandatory vaccination. There's a lot of liberals out there. There's even leftists out there. They don't want this. Most Republicans, as far as I understand, don't want it. They're conservatives. They give the freedom of choice. Let people choose if they want it or not. But not to be a tyrannical dictatorship over the people. This is why we had the revolution in the first place. And then we find that we have to correct our ills right now. Let's try to correct it at the voting booth. I'm sure hopefully this is going to be challenged in the Supreme Court, and we can knock down this mandate that is being put upon the people of America, upon corporations, upon those federal employees, state employees. You know, when will the Democrats wake up, Mike? When you look to what's happened to Gavin Newsom there in California, hopefully he's going to be ousted. As others, the Democratic Party, everything they seem to touch, they destroy, and they're trying to destroy this great nation called the United States of America, and we as Americans, we have to fight back. Right now, we're fighting back at the voting booth, and that's where our fight is. So I encourage once again, run for office. You know, as a Christian, run for office, get elected as mayor, get elected as a city councilman, get elected on your school boards, get elected as the governor, get elected as a legislator and so forth. This is how we've got to stop the foolishness of the craziness of the world we're living in right now. And if we don't get involved in this fight, then we're only to blame ourselves. So just a word of encouragement. You know what? This is an overreach, and it's a dictatorship, and it's wrong. Mike, back to you.
Amen. Well, I mean, I think we all realize that. And, you know, when the government gets involved in my extreme personal life, that's when I got to say, sorry, you're overstepping, and can't go for that.
Absolutely.
So I think that, again, if he keeps going, America's going to go into a civil war, because I know too many people that say, you jab something into me, I'm going to be sticking something in you. And friends, this is serious stuff. The governments have no right to do this to people. This is all crazy stuff. And again, when you look at the track record, what he did to America and Afghanistan is treason, everyone. Over $100 billion now. They're still adding up how much stuff we left. You know, at first it was just a couple billion, then it was, you know, 50 billion, now it's 64 billion, now it's over 100 billion of America's most strategic weapons, the intellectual property, all that stuff, all left behind in the hands of our sworn enemy. We were in Afghanistan, if you don't remember, why? To stop the Al-Qaeda groups from flying airplanes into our buildings. Mm-hmm. That's how we got there. And America's slogan, we will never forget. Oh, ho, yes, you have, Democrats. You've not only forgot, but you're opening the door for destruction in our nation. You know, I don't know what's wrong with people that are this dumb. And I'd like to be honest, but you know, the Bible talks about how great is that darkness. When you can't even discern, when you equip your enemies with the most strategic weapons, who are a sworn enemy of the United States, nobody in the history of the world has ever done this. This is the top military blunder in the history of man. And you get these guys that come up in front of the TV cameras as the American news media is watch all this stuff and broadcast this stuff. Oh, it's everything's, oh, this successful pullout. And no, it was a disaster. Everybody needs to know it was a disaster. Now they want to jam things into me. Well, I don't think so. Good luck with that. Let's go to the phones. We have Joshua on the line, Columbia, South Carolina. Hi, welcome.
Hey, Pastors, how are you doing?
Good. How may we help?
Good, thank you.
Hey, okay, so I have a fellow brother in Christ, and we were talking about Bibles and Bible translation. And he subscribes to the KJV Bible, and he believes that it's an inspired word of God. And he also talked about how different translations have missing Bible verses and other things. So I'm just wondering, what are you guys thinking about different translations of the Bible and missing verses and that type of stuff?
I think you got to be real careful with a lot of the translations. As an example, you know, Joshua, you can look this one up on your own. They came to Jesus. They said, my son is a lunatic. He often throws himself into the water, into the fire. We ask your disciples to cast out the demons, and they couldn't. Okay, well, the new versions, NIV, NAS, my son is a lunatic. No, that isn't what it says. It says my son is an epileptic. Nothing is farther from the truth. You see, the original word in the Hebrew, or excuse me, in the Greek, was moonstruck. And many incantations in the occult and in false religions are done under full moons. This kid evidently was involved in something like this, got himself possessed. But to say it's epilepsy, which is a neurological issue, not a spiritual issue, this is a complete obliteration of what they have done. And you got to be careful of this. Because I actually watched, I believe it was some medical show saying, well, years ago, they believed that mental illness was caused by, and they quoted this verse out of one of the newer versions, epileptic. And how tragic, because that is not what the word is. And these translators take a lot of liberty that they should not be taking. And so I do appreciate the old King James. I teach out of the new King James, but when I find variations in there that aren't quite right, I try to correct it the best I can, going back to the original Greek. I'm not a Greek scholar, but I do know how to read, and I do know how to read commentaries, and I do know how to read the old King James. And when you find the word being substituted for moonstruck for epilepsy, epilepsy is a neurological issue. But being a lunatic, being moonstruck, well, that's something altogether, again, different. That's just one illustration that we have there. And that's why I lean more towards the old King James based upon Textus Receptus rather than a lot of the newer versions based upon the Alexandrian text out of Alexandrian Egypt. And then with very sloppy interpretation of the scripture. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike, 100% on this. I teach out of the New King James Version, and when there's any issues in regards to the original Greek of the New Testament, or you go back to the Old Testament, Hebrew, Aramaic, you want to look it up, you want to study what's the meaning of the words, and then keep it in its context, of course, and then declare the truth that's found there. Some of these other translations, they take liberty in kind of giving some of their own opinions, their thoughts, throughout the passage, which can water down the scriptures. And unfortunately, many times it can be dealing with the atonement or the blood of Christ, the deity of Christ. And these are the areas where you'll find in the margin, it says, not found in the original translation of these, of those versions that are like the NIV, or it could be New American Standard and so forth. And they'll have a, it says not found in the original. Well, it's not found
in the Alexandrian ones, Alexandrian. But it is in the Textus Receptus, and this is the deception.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is where it becomes deceptive with the people that are reading these other translations. Another one that's recently came out was a Message Bible, which I highly do not recommend. It's just a lot of this man's idea of what he thinks a modern vernacular would be, but it loses tremendous meaning in the Holy Scriptures. So once again, I think Mike and I are we're together in this all the time, is that we believe in the Textus Receptus. We also believe that the New King James Version is easier to read and for people to grab onto, instead of the these and the thous and the shouts and the THs at the end of words in the original King James English. So hopefully that helps you out, my friend. Mike?
Yeah, hope that helps. And again, it isn't that sometimes if you look at a New American Standard, for instance, it doesn't have a way to make maybe a point in the old King James a little more applicable. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you want to be real careful with a lot of these new versions, because again, I always look at that one thing. Did they translate moonstruck into epilepsy, or did they translate it into lunatic? In other words, something that they did had something to do with the moon. And again, occultic practices today around the world are done under full moons. So you got to understand that this kid got himself possessed. And I don't think he was probably 8 years old or 12 years old. He was probably in his late teens, early 20s. This man just brought his son to Jesus saying, hey, and Jesus cast the demon out. So hope that helps, Joshua.
Oh, amen, Pastor. It does. Thank you.
Yeah, and so stay online. We'll send you out a couple of books, a couple of DVDs, and again, you know, one of the nice things about the Old King James, it's one of those books you can do a word study on through the Bible, and that's kind of a neat thing to look at. As an example, Jesus said, I'm the bread which came down from heaven. Well, then you look up bread in the Bible, and you see that the Passover meal was to be honored with unleavened bread. Isn't it weird that they didn't even know then? God did. Didn't they? They didn't even know until Louis Pasteur with his microscope saw the wee little beasties, realizing that yeast, the leaven, was bacteria. You see, there's no bacteria in Christ. He was the bread, the pure bread that came down from heaven. But as an example, you see that all the way through. And so this is one of the neat things about an old King James, is you can actually do word studies and you'll find a scriptural consistency throughout that. And again, whether you look at birds or any other topic you want to look at, you'll see that remains true. Joshua Snail, I send you out a couple of books, a couple of DVDs. With that, we'll go to Ricardo, Dallas, Texas. Hi, welcome.
Hello, Mike. And in Mark chapter 13, it reads that Jesus laid hands on a woman with a disabling spirit. Mm-hmm. Says that she was bent over. And if I would have seen that woman today, I would have thought she had scoliosis. I would have never thought that it would have been a demon. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yes, there are.
I know you mentioned that there were different types of demons, just as are there different types of angels.
Yep.
Can you touch on that?
Yeah. A third of the host of heaven fell with Lucifer. Some are so fierce they're chained in the bottom of the Euphrates, and they'll be loosened. But what you have to realize is that there are different ones even Jesus talked about, and we see those that can cause physical impairments. We see one woman was possessed with the spirit of divination. She could tell fortunes. We find another one, the man of Gadara, possessed by many devils, many demonic spirits, suicidal, fascination with death, cutting himself, supernatural strength. He could break chains. We do know that there are different spirits out there, and they all come out the same way in the name of Jesus, but there are different, and I believe this is a direct result of what we find, because in heaven we find there are protection angels. Even Jesus was quoted by Satan to this. He said, cast yourself down from the pinnacle of the temple, for it is written that the angels will bear you up lest you dash your foot against the stone. He didn't quote the whole verse, but the point is this. It does say that in Psalms, that there are guardian angels. But there are also messenger angels. There's warrior angels. The Bible tells us there's protective angels. We have the seraphim, the cherubim. Your thoughts?
You know, Paul writes to us, he says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. These ranking of angels, these principalities, there's rulers over nations, empires, and so forth. There's others that are of lesser power. You can refer to them as evil spirits, of wicked spirits, as we read about the demonic possessions within the New Testament. We also see that Satan, when he attacked Job, he also inflicted a disease upon him. His body broke out in boils. God says you can do anything you want to him, but you can't take his life. We see that his body broke out in all these boils. So with this woman that was bent over, scoliosis, I think what we have to realize is the demon was the one causing this bent over event within her body. And we do have the real disease of scoliosis. Not everything that we have is demonically in us or something like that. And besides, Christians cannot be demon possessed. We can be harassed, we can be oppressed, but we cannot be possessed. Greater is he that is in us than he that is of the world. But that was the demonic work that was within this woman's life, and Jesus cast out the demon. The Bible says there's a gift of the Spirit known as discerning of spirits. We as Christians need to have that discernment as we're dealing with people within our world today, because there's a lot of demonic activity taking place amongst us. So they come right into the church. We see them coming into the synagogues and so forth. So it's important for us to realize that they'll come in, try to divide, try to cause havoc within the church and so forth, as they will impersonate a Christian, but yet they're demonically controlled. So we need that discernment of spirits. Mike?
Amen. Hope that helps.
Thank you so much, Mike. Not sure if you've seen the videos. They're not, you won't find it in the news. They're buried in the internet, but there's, as we speak, there's videos of the Taliban flaunting hundreds of tanks and military jets. It's so sad.
I know. And the lie that comes out of the White House by these clowns that Biden puts up there. Oh, everything was disabled. No, it wasn't. None of it was disabled. None. They don't have any records of that. We pulled out too fast to really do the damage where we put all of our jets and all of our Humvees in a big pile, pour gasoline on them and burn them to the ground. No, we didn't do that. We left them brand new, Black Hawk helicopters, that's right. They could be sold to China for reverse engineering, supplying an endless amount of money into Al-Qaeda. Oh, man, this is sweet deal. Traitor. It's what they are. You don't do that to a sworn enemy that flew airplanes into your buildings. What is going on? And then they're going to make all of us get jabbed with a needle. I don't think so. You have done nothing, nothing, Mr. White House, all of you in that, to gain my trust. I don't trust you. I trust Jesus, but I don't trust you. Because I saw what you did in Afghanistan. I saw how you left somewhere between 500 and 5,000 Americans who were serving RGIs and basically said, it's your fault for being there. And you left them there. And they're still there. You have done nothing to gain my trust. I'm going to let you jam needles into me? Ha ha! You're fooling. And I think the rest of America needs to rise up and say, enough is enough of this. This is wrong. It is not freedom, and we need to be aware of it. Nobody in the world has a right to do this to you. And no one has a right to do what they did to America in Afghanistan. But for some reason, the sky's the limit now. I guess this is what happened when you cheat your way into office. Oh, yeah, we proved the election was cheated. Right here at CSN, we have names. We have all the affidavits. We have everything. Yeah, some people got 8 ballots in a home where there was only 3 people. One guy got 2 ballots, one at his mom's house, one at his own residence. One guy said, I went, voted in California. I was never asked for my ID. I could have been voting all day long. Yeah, we proved it was rotten. We know that. How many lies you got to tell to be a liar? How many murders you got to commit to be a murderer? Just one. How many times you got to prove the election was wrong? It was tainted. It was deceptive. It was cheated. You only have to prove it once. We have way more than once. We have a friend here. He works. He's producing the program right now. His friends got a ballot for his grandma, who has been dead for 3 years from Georgia. That's right. You don't think the last election was cheated? You are believing the Kool-Aid that the American news media is pumping out. You keep telling a lie, just keep telling the lie, and maybe people will believe it. Wasn't it Adolf Hitler that said, when you tell a lie, tell a big one, and tell it often? Well, that's what's happening to all of us here. And when you realize, as we have a nurse, a friend of ours in the local hospital here, over 60% of the people in the hospital who have COVID have been vaccinated. It does not work. But I think all of us probably know somebody that took the vaccination and either died or has long-term problems. I know a lot of people that know people who have died. So I once again, I want to go back to this real quick because, again, I think there's a spirit of deception. I believe the demonic spirits are running wild. And again, Ricardo, I know we're a little bit of a bunny trail here, but you know, anymore, this is going to affect all of us. And I do believe demons are alive and well on this planet. I do believe they move into people. I do believe they influence the laws that we all have to live under. Yes, I believe they're alive and well on the planet Earth. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Ricardo, I hope that helps.
I hope you live to be 100 or 200 years old, Mike. the Taliban also announced that they're recognizing 9/11 as a holiday, as a sign of redemption.
Oh, I know. I know. And Joe Biden. Oh, what was the thing that the guy said? It was such a success getting out of Afghanistan. What dope are they smoking, man? I mean, when you really look at it, it was a disaster in every stretch of the word. They had showed pictures of people holding on to planes as the planes were taking off, falling to the ground, doing everything they could do to get out of there. And this was a success. Now, let me tell you, If they were illegal aliens, oh, we'd have the military out there protecting them. But an American citizen supplying support for military personnel, you're on your own. And to make it even more insulting, we're going to give the Taliban your name, your social security numbers, where you're at, so they can come and round you up. Boy, that's America. What a disgrace. I don't know what's wrong with the American news media. They should be up in arms, but they're part of the filth that's going on right now in America. And when you realize that these guys are all in collaboration together, you realize, hey, this has been a slow train coming, but I think they've almost got all their players into position where they can do their reset or their overthrow of America. You're going to have problems with it. I promise you, you will. Hope that helps, Ricardo, and may the Lord keep you. And I hope that answers it. Stay in line. We'll send you out a couple of books, a couple of DVDs, okay?
God bless you. Thank you.
Blessings to you. Let's go to Larry, Vancouver, Washington. Sorry, everybody. I just get fired up over it. I watch the news, and I watch these clowns in the name of journalism say that they are bringing us the news when it's nothing but advocacy. They're just pushing their point to lie to the American public. And poor America, you know, you hear it from every station. They're all owned by the same small group of people, and they're all friends. Except maybe OANN, maybe Newsmax. I don't know where Fox is at it anymore. There are several out there that'll kind of give you the truth, but even then they come under such ridicule. And I don't know how many people saw this. Stephen Colbert put this, he started his program on CBS, by the way, of him chewing out Rand Paul. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. When he asked him, are you funding the Wuhan China deal? You don't know what you're talking. Well, we found out yesterday they were funding it. Rand Paul did know what he was talking about. Stephen Colbert, you owe America an apology for broadcasting frivolous information like that. And the American news media that recorded it in the first place for Stephen to rebroadcast. You see, they're all part of the slime. Hey, everyone, keep looking up. Our redemption draws nigh. Coming up on a break, we'll have more right after this.
Hi, friends. Pastor Chapin from Calvary Chapel University with a question for you. Has God been calling or prompting you to complete or perhaps start your college degree? At Calvary Chapel University, we're celebrating our new accreditation by offering you a 50% tuition scholarship off your very first class and 25% scholarship off the balance of your Calvary Chapel University degree. Go to calvarychapeluniversity.com and apply today to get your 50% tuition scholarship off the first class you take at CCU and 25% scholarship off the balance of your degree. That's calvarychapeluniversity.com. Calvary Chapel University is fully accredited, 100% online, and 90% of our students graduate debt-free in Jesus' name. Go to calvarychapeluniversity.com and apply today to get your 50% tuition scholarship off your first class, 25% scholarship off the balance of your degree. That's calvarychapeluniversity.com.
You're listening to CSN International, the Christian Satellite Network. We broadcast on almost 400 stations across the nation, including multiple stations in Texas. You can listen in Amarillo, in San Antonio, Odessa, Paris, and many more cities throughout the state. Get a full station list or listen anywhere in the world live at csnradio.com. CSN International, where God's word is heard.
CSN International. Edifying the saints and evangelizing the world. Hallelujah. Great Bible teaching. Equipping a worshiping church.
To the King who is to
And we want to welcome you back to part two of To Every Man an Answer here on this Thursday afternoon with Daryl Skinner. I'm your host, Mike Kessler, and we're going to go right back to the phones. We have Larry on the line, Vancouver, Washington. Hi, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, pastors. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
And hi. I have two quick questions, and I pulled over to take make the call, so I'll take your answer off the air. But the first question was, when the rapture does happen, will we hear Gabriel's horn at that time, and will non-believers as well hear it? And then the second question, and I'm fired up too, Pastor Mike, about Afghanistan. I mean, a lot of the images you can't help but get fired up over. But possibly in an inadvertent way and maybe orchestrated through our Heavenly Father, that maybe that equipment possibly was left there to give them that confidence to carry out the Ezekiel 38 war?
Yes, I do believe that. I do believe that. But what I think the thing that we want to look at is, I realize that this is all in God's hands, but what I want to share with people is the darkness of how these people are manipulating our world. We've got some full on wicked, traitorous darkness going on there. Nobody would do this. Either somebody's getting paid under the table. I don't believe anyone is this incompetent. I don't care if you don't have all your marbles. I don't care if you had periods of time you're lucid. But the thing is, nobody would do this. There is something much darker behind what's going on than we know. And yes, I do believe we're racing to this. If one thing that we can all get out of this, work for the night is coming when no one can work. Because I believe it's so critical. Now, you had another part of that, and I'll let Daryl answer that. Well, maybe we lost you, but the military.
Here we go.
Yeah,
I'm back.
Okay. Daryl, do you believe this was done inadvertently by our current administration? Absolutely.
It's all foolishness, and they thought they'd be heroes. They got all over people out of Afghanistan before 9/11, and everybody's going to be celebrating with them, but these guys are idiots. They don't know what they're doing. It is, as you said, Mike, it's treasonous against our country in regards to the weaponry that was left behind the air bases. And how could you not know that the Taliban were going to take over? And then when they are taking over, you do nothing. You do nothing, and except for, you know, all the Afghani soldiers run for their lives, and it's a big mess. But, you know, we've had some valiant warriors throughout the years that served in Afghanistan. I know many of them, as well as in Iraq and throughout the Middle East, and so many have given their lives for our safety, our security, our liberties as Americans, and God bless each and every one of those families and each and one of those heroes. It's unfortunate we have to put up with this idiocy of the administration, and they don't know what they're doing, or they do know what they're doing. And it's, but America needs to wake up. America needs to get rid of this administration, get rid of these Democratic legislators, get them out of office. And we've got to get our people in office to change the country in the right way. Sometimes things have to go really into a deep pit before America will wake up and say, there needs to be a change. And we're hoping that we don't end up in a civil war, because the best way to fight it right now is to go to that voting booth and get our people elected, and make things happen. Your question about the rapture of the church, the Bible says in Thessalonians, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. So at the rapture, we as believers will hear this trump. I don't think non-believers are going to hear it. I think we're going to hear it. I think we're going to hear the voice of God, and I think we'll be taken out. That's just my opinion. Mike, what do you say?
Yeah, I believe that the world will not hear the trumpet blast. I believe only those in Christ Jesus, as Paul, as John said in Revelation, verse 1, chapter 4, I heard a voice talking with me. Come up here, and I must show you what must be after these things. What things? The age of the church. We never find the church mentioned again on earth. It's always found in heaven. And you'll find saints in Revelation. You'll find the elect mentioned in Revelation, but not the church. They're in fact chapters 2 and 3 and found in heaven in chapters 4 and 5. And we come to rule and reign with him. So hope that helps, Larry. God bless you. Thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Aaron, Wyoming. Hi, welcome.
Hey, Mike. Hey, it's me again. I called yesterday about the vaccine mandate stuff from my boss, but I asked him today specifically how he thought that this was part of ushering in the next plan. And he gave me a story about a pastor in Germany who preached on Sundays about defeating Nazism and standing up to it. And he was eventually overrun. He came to America. He then felt bad. He wanted to go back to the fatherland, take care of his people. He did eventually go back, and he was part of the Valkyrie Project, which was to assassinate Hitler. Four attempts failed. Therefore, Hitler was divinely protected by God to carry out his plan of Nazism, and his efforts would have been better taken care of by ushering people out of Germany and getting, you know, getting people on the Underground Railroad or something to get them away from Hitler and away from Nazism. And so Hitler was divinely protected by God as part of his plan. The coronavirus is the same thing, to usher in the new era. And we just need to go along with it because this is exciting times. God's plan is in action. We take the vaccine. We allow God's plan to happen. And we all are raptured and we go to heaven anyway.
Wow. That's some crazy stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Daryl, your thoughts. I don't even have a response for this.
No, this is Hitler wasn't divinely protected by God. We face trials and tribulations. We face persecutions. It's happened throughout the entire church age. There's wicked. There's good. Hitler was evil. And the people of Germany chose to elect that individual to lead their country. And the world had to suffer from that. And the Bible says sin is a reproach to any people, but righteousness exalts a nation. There are many things in life that we have to realize that we're involved in. We reap what you sow. He says, be not deceived. If you sow the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. If you sow the spirit, you reap everlasting life. It's the same thing with nations. These attempts on Hitler's life, they weren't successful, period. And that's just how it was. And so we have to realize that there are people trying to get rid of the evil of their nation, and not, we can't say that God divinely protected Hitler. Then God is divinely protecting evil, and God is not evil. And that would be a wrong, that's a misnomer. That's a misunderstanding of who God is. There's no evil to be found in him. He despises evil, but he lets us here on this planet decide whom do we want to serve? Which way do we want to go as an individual, as a nation, as a people? And so forth. But that's where, you know, we have to, God allows us to take matters into our hands. He will be with us as we seek him, and he'll take care of us. But at the same time, there's a spiritual war. There can be a physical war. There can be an emotional war. There's a war of words, war of propaganda and so forth that we're seeing today in our own country. And this is the battle that we are in. We're to be salt and light in this world. And the salt is a preservative. It keeps the nation preserved in righteousness. We're to be a light. We expose the darkness. And that comes through the preaching of the word of God, our lifestyles, our votes, and everything we do. And sometimes we have to go to war, and it's ugly. Mike?
Well, yeah. And remember, I believe that Satan also can work signs and wonders. And
yes.
Maybe he was supernaturally protected by the underworld as well. So I think that this point that your boss is trying to make is really flimsy, because that's to say, well, since que sera, sera, what will be, let's all as Christians do nothing. Those that are going to figure it out are going to figure it out. Those that are going to go to heaven are going to go to, those that are going to go, oh, wait a minute, that's Calvinism. Sorry. But no, what we've got to do here is that we really don't play any part of it. Then why are we here? We're to be salt. We're to be light. We're to say, hey, yes, wait a minute, there's a problem over here. That's what salt does. That's what light does. The world would just rather stay in darkness. But we come in, turn the light on. Hey, we're exposing things that aren't right. And you have a really dark American news media that is suppressing truth. It's nothing more than advocacy journalism. Remember that. And so, yeah, can they report maybe the weather coming? Yeah, maybe. Can they report about somebody's lost dog that was found? You know, but when it comes to political idealisms, you almost anything the American news media says, the opposite is true. And that's the problem. They are not going to tell you the truth. Well, that's to say, well, then, you know, we're just going to go along with it. No, that's not while I'm still here. How do you think the early church, how do you think that those people in the Bible, whether it be Jeremiah, Isaiah, Daniel, look at them. They stood up to the wickedness of the day. Elijah was a sworn enemy of Ahab and Jezebel. That doesn't mean that he just didn't say anything and say, oh, well, whatever's going to be is going to be. No, we've got to get involved. But you see, the church has done nothing for so long. And I believe a lot of the pulpits of America, they're so scared about nickels and noses that they won't stand up and tell people the truth. They don't teach on sin anymore. It's about slipping Jesus in your pocket and climbing to the top. Yeah, it's motivational speaking, baby. Once you know about the good force, hey, man, you're going to make it. Well, that's not the gospel. The gospel says we go to the cross and we die. Then we're about our Father's business. What does God want me to do? Well, I'll tell you this, what God wants me to do might be different than what God wants you to do. But that doesn't mean we're not on the same team. And we all got to be doing what God calls us to do. And if we are to call out the works of darkness, that these wicked people are literally killing thousands and thousands of people. Right now, what's going on in Afghanistan is a slaughter, all because of Uncle Joe. There was no reason for it. But people are dying because of this present darkness. And we've got to call it out. We have to. Well, our church, we go and we just sit there comfortably and we listen to this nice sermon massage that we get. Yeah, I know. You don't stand for nothing. If you don't believe nothing, you won't stand for nothing. That's just the way it works. Well, you know, our pastor doesn't talk about politics. Well, gee, that's really weird. All the way through the Old Testament, including Jesus and Paul, they addressed the political system of the day. This is what got Jeremiah in stocks and bonds. This is what caused Elijah to run and found himself up on the mountain, believing he was the only person left that truly loved God. And God says, hey, I've got 7,000 people down there that haven't bowed their knee to Baal. And of course, Ahab and Jezebel, big promoters of Baal worship. No, we've got to make a stand. But pastors are afraid. You see, we've overspent. We built this big church and we got our schools and we got all this stuff and we got to have this much money come in. So we don't want to offend anybody. Do you know the Bible says the preaching of the gospel is an offense? But not here in our church. Oh, no, man, you know, you might be on your way to hell, but we'll give you buggy springs for the ride. Really good shock absorbers so you won't feel it as you're sliding into eternity. Well, these are the problems, everyone, we're up against. Being about daddy's business, so important in the days that we live in. Hope that helps, Aaron.
Yeah, it does. And he furthered it with, this is a conditioning, the shot after shot after shot is a conditioning for the beast, for the mark of the beast, and we just need to take the shot because we're conditioned to do it. It's happening anyway. And I was just beside myself thinking, so you're telling me as a Christian, I need to tell people to go ahead and get conditioned to take the mark of the beast. I cannot agree with that. It's insanity.
So. I don't know where he's getting his doctrine, but he ain't getting it from the Bible. So Daryl, any last thoughts?
Well, I think it's important. We look at the life of Paul the Apostle himself and all the beatings, the whippings, the stonings, everything he went through, the shipwrecks, all the things. This is part of our world, but we are to fight the good fight of faith. We're not to give in and throw in the towel. We're to be strong. We're to stand up for what is right. That's the Christian way. That's who we are. That's what we do. And that's what God's calling is upon our lives. Every believer in Jesus Christ. We cannot get comfortable in this world. We fight the good fight of faith like a Paul, like a Peter, like the others and all they went through in the persecutions. You know, they that live godly will suffer persecution. That's what the Bible says. And it's time for godliness to affect this great nation of ours, as well as into the whole world as believers in Jesus Christ. And yes, we will face persecution. And the church has been, you know, sitting there kind of like in Disneyland here over the last 40 years and just doing nothing and thinking everything's going to be okay. Well, guess what? Those days are over. And it's time to stand up and be a Christian, man, woman of God, and realize you have to be salt and light of the earth. And yes, you will get persecuted for it in the workplace, in the marketplace, in schools, in our society, with the government. Caesar is not Lord, amen. And this is what we have to do. We have to stand up, and the Lord will take care of us. We just march forward. Mike?
Amen. Being about our daddy's business, so important. Aaron, stay in line. We'll send you out a couple of books, a couple of DVDs. Hope that answers it for you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I pray for you daily. God bless you both.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks
bless.
So much. And for everyone, keep praying for us. Let's go to DJ Central Arizona. Hi, welcome.
I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, I'm glad we get to talk to you, dear. How can we help?
Well, I'm really fired up. I'm fired up right along with you guys.
Well, I don't,
I'm
really
mad and I'm anxious.
Yeah, I don't know how you can watch the news, really know what's going on, not listening to, again, the American news media, how wonderful this pullout was in Afghanistan, and thousands of people are getting slaughtered and murdered, and the American government gives the Taliban, our sworn enemies, the names and addresses of American citizens in Afghanistan, and they brag about it. What kind of slime is running our country? I have no idea now. I would like to be able to say, well, you know, this was just a faux pas, you know, some kind of a goofy thing they did. No, this is on purpose. I don't know. I'm without words. And then the protection of the illegal aliens coming into our country is through the roof, but you can be an American citizen. You shouldn't be there, they said to them. Wow, that's really sweet, isn't it? Shows you how deprived they are or how much they're part of Al-Qaeda. Now, that's something I know it's hard for us to believe. But, you know, the Obama, Team Obama gave Iraq $200 billion in gold.
Iran.
Yeah, gave them. Why would you do this? There's no reason to do this.
And the other thing, Mike, is you had the caliphate expand through ISIS across the Middle East under the Obama administration. So it's repeat and repeat with the Democratic Party in charge. They don't care about America. They don't care about Christians in the Middle East because they're being killed and persecuted by ISIS and so forth. And so we just see this once again. So when will all the Democratic voters wake up and realize that this party that they keep voting for is illegitimate today, but secondarily, it is against America and our safety, our security, our liberties. And the unions need to wake up. The unions are not happy with these vaccinations, whether it be the police unions, the fire department unions, teachers unions, and so forth. The black community is not happy with this. They don't want vaccinations. They're one of the major groups of ethnicities that say, hey, we don't like these vaccination things. And it's time for everybody to start voting for the other party that says, we want to give you freedom. That's the Republican Party right now. I'm not the poster boy for the Republican Party, but I'm just saying this. One tends to give us freedom, and the other one tends to give us a lack of security, as well as these mandates and this dictatorship that they're always coming down on us with. And it's time for these unions, everybody else, the Jewish people in America also to change their votes, because they tend to vote Democrat also. Do you want freedom or not? Or you want dictatorships? Look at New York City. What a disaster. Since Giuliani and now this Blasio, what a disaster. It reminds me of the early 70s when I used to go to New York City. It was just full of crime and prostitutions and drugs and muggings in Central Park. And they've gone right back because the Democrats are ruining the city, as well as San Francisco, as well as Portland, as well as Seattle, as well as Los Angeles, and on the list goes of the Democratic leadership within our country, within our states, within our cities. They destroy everything they touch.
And we don't know why. You know, I remember my parents were Democrats. We voted Democrat in the 50s. But this isn't the party of Harry Truman. This isn't the party of John F. Kennedy. This is some morph communist slime that has infiltrated everything. Just be aware of it. DJ, how can we help?
Well, I'm just calling to ask for prayer for rural Oregonians. The state of Oregon is basically on fire. Mm-hmm. Lake and Klamath County has been surrounded and circled by fire all summer long, all last summer. Lakeview just started burning again last night. And this is, you know, Democratic Oregon, Portland, Salem, mm-hmm. and Eugene, who make all the choices to not allow us to log. We are not allowed to have prescribed burns or, you know, it started with protecting the spotted owl. So now it's burning to the ground. And it just reiterates what you said. There's a demonic spirit behind this. They want to burn out rural Oregon because we don't agree with Portland. So let's burn them out. Let's burn their cattle. Let's burn their deer. They need prayer. There's a wicked spirit over Oregon, California, Washington. Oh, yeah. And I hope Kate Brown is recalled along with Gavin Newsom. I pray that.
Amen. Amen.
Well, that is our prayers. And God, may you establish the righteous, take away the mm-hmm. wicked in Jesus' yes. name. Yes, amen. And we will. And DJ, I'm glad you called. And a lot to pray about in these days that we're in, because it is really not a good thing. Let's go to Sherry, Salt Lake City. Hi, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question regarding, some time ago downloaded a Bible app. It's called YouVersion. I enjoy it because I have my Bible readily available and there's devotionals. But recently the devotional is you simply read the devotion or you can listen to it, and then there's verses to go along with it and then some prayer time. However, recently I clicked on a devotional, and it's called The Cure for Anxiety. The problem was that I soon realized I had a 20-minute, what did they call it, meditation, mindful meditation. And I was a little bit leery of that at first. It sounded somewhat New Age, so I thought, well, I'll give it a chance, and I clicked on it. And immediately they start telling you to do things like relax the mind, the body, the thoughts, feel your body, surrender to the peace. And it's not that they didn't talk about God's word or bring God's word into it. It just all seemed a little, I didn't feel good about it, and I couldn't tell if it was the Holy Spirit convicting me or if I was just being overly sensitive about it. It's called a devotional encounter, actually, is who put it out. So I was a little disappointed if this is indeed a type of a New Age thing. And I just wondered your thoughts on that.
Daryl, your thoughts.
Well, I'd go to the scriptures. Chapter 4, Philippians, verse 6 and 7 says, being anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So when it says be anxious, friends, stop worrying about even one little thing. Go to prayer. Trust in your Heavenly Father. He's going to take care of you. Jesus died for you. He's going to guide you through your situations of life. But no, we don't need transcendental meditation in any form or fashion. And whenever I start hearing this empty yourself kind of idea, no, we don't go there. I was involved in the New Age. I understand this stuff. We just need to trust God, go to prayer, and let the Lord take care of us. His peace, He is the Prince of Peace. He's the one who will take care of us. We don't have to go through some kind of gyration and get ourselves completely emptied out and all these different things. You might even just write the YouVersion people or email them or something and just say, "Yeah, I thought this was weird stuff. Do you guys realize it's part of your program?" And see what their response might be, Mike.
Yeah, because you know the Bible says that we can meditate, but the Bible says meditate on the Lord. That means let Him fill your senses, let Him fill your thoughts, let Him envelop you. Because again, this is what we're to do. Meditation is just emptying your mind to whatever spirit happens to be cruising by to move into you. No, it's that we meditate on the Lord. That's what we think about. We think about his word. We think about his goodness. When we read the Gospels, we see Jesus' response to people. That's what we're to meditate upon. Meditation is not emptying yourself. It's filling yourself with the presence of God. And that's what the Bible says. Hope that helps.
It does. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sherry, stay online. We'll send you out a couple of books, couple of DVDs I think you'll really enjoy. And I think we're out of time. And we've got Ray, Kathy. Please call us back. We'll put you on first thing tomorrow. Tomorrow's special guest, what this whole Afghanistan shenanigan is going to do to America financially. I think everybody needs to know about this. If you live in America, because, again, there's no way you can transfer that much money and not have it affect you. Daryl, thanks for being on. Look forward to being back with everybody. So until tomorrow, may the Lord keep you in his love. Keep looking up. Our redemption draws nigh.
To find out more about this ministry or to receive a copy of today's program, please call 1-800-357-4226 or write us to Every Man an Answer, P.O. Box 391, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83303. That toll-free number is 1-800-357-4226. Subscribe to the free podcast on iTunes by searching for To Every Man an Answer in the iTunes store or visit us online at csnradio.com/TEMA. To Every Man an Answer is a production of CSN International, the Christian Satellite Network. The opinions expressed by our guests may or may not be those of CSN International or of this station.
The preceding program was brought to you by Tower Keepers. Support your local CSN station.